South Dakota soybean farmers will be welcoming folks to Huron this Sunday, September 6th, as the South Dakota State Fair celebrates Soybean Day. Soybean activities will be centered in the day sponsor tent near the Freedom Stage on the fairgrounds from 9 a.m. through 4 p.m. on Sunday. Mitchell area farmer Kevin Deinert, a director with the South Dakota Soybean Association, encourages fairgoers to stop by.
A great day to kind of come there and enjoy our program. We have a speaker at 10 to talk about kind of legacy planning, that next generation. And then at noon, get to meet some of your favorite Jackrabbit players for the men's and women's basketball team. Meet and greet with them, see the impact of soy on their lives as well. And then wrap it up at 2 p.m. again with some more information about that legacy planning, how to actually dig into those numbers and get it our farms to that next generation.
Jackrabbit basketball players taking part in the noon meet and greet include Emily Fox, Katie Vasica, and Jaden Dunn from the women's team. And on the men's side, Blake Elwine, Alex Squires, and Trey Buchanan will be signing autographs and stepping up for photo ops with fans. Farmers stopping by the day tent can connect with their soybean checkoff by visiting with local growers who oversee investments to drive demand for South Dakota soybeans. Consumers joining the action have an opportunity to meet farmers to better understand how soybeans help drive the local economy and impact all our lives.
Soybeans are used in a variety of ways. The obvious thing is in soybean meal, and we feed to our animals and how that food then returns to our tables. But you talk about little things such as soy foam and soy suppressants for our fire industry, or even shoes, tires.
That's this Sunday, Soybean Day, at the South Dakota State Fair. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.